No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We got a special guest on the line. On the line, we have a Nebraska Football Hall of Famer, national champion, first-team all-conference performer, a third-round draft pick in the NFL draft, Mr. Troy Dumas. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you, sir?
Dude, life is good. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I saw you, was it just 2 Saturdays ago? At the Husker Games, you and your boys were here. What'd you think? What was the experience like? Did you have fun at the Husker Games? And what did your sons think?
It was a little different. I think they had fun. I mean, regardless of what the Huskers do, they're going to have fun. I mean, they got to meet some of the players and, you know, all the events that went on. And so, yeah, they had fun. It was a little bit different. I would have much preferred to see the ones against ones, you know, in a scrimmage type situation, but I understand the situation. It was just a little bit different, but I enjoyed it.
Now, I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but you got a couple of sons that maybe could be recruited by Nebraska one day, so we'll all keep our eye out on that. They're both going to be in high school next year, and they're both big, strong kids, I tell you what. And one of them I actually coached against. He was a running back, and man, when we were getting ready to play you guys, I'm like, all 11 hats to the ball. Take that kid down. That kid's big and fast. So we'll keep an eye out for that. All right, man. Talk to me about your thoughts going into year 3. Matt Rhule made some big changes and moves this offseason. What are your thoughts going into year 3 under Coach Rhule?
Well, I mean, according to his system, year 3 is supposed to be the year. You know, I know he did make a bunch of changes, which were good. I mean, he's serious about wanting to win, which I thought was, you know, good. A lot of coaches don't make those kind of changes, sweeping changes like that. But he understands the situation. So I'm hoping, you know, this will be the year, you know, we can have a breakout year this year. That remains to be seen, but all the changes that have been made have been positive.
Now, if Nebraska is going to have a breakout year this year, Matt Rhule talks about the jump, the year 3 jump. Okay, so I'd be all right with 8-4. To me, let's keep moving in the right direction. Let's keep going in the positive direction in the win column. Let's go from 5-7, year 1 to year 2, 7-8, year 2 to year 3. But, you know, we're talking about a jump. That's a potential of, you know, maybe 9 wins or more, potentially. What do you think is the biggest thing Nebraska is going to do if they're going to make that jump?
Well, you know, they're going to have to play well on defense. That's one thing that doesn't get talked about a whole lot right now. I know it's, you know, offense, 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 but I think they've got some key guys on offense, but defense, you know, it always wins championships, and I mean, there just hasn't been a whole lot of talk about it. I know, you know, the change in the D coordinator he's going back to more of a four-man front. But, you know, the defense is really going to have to step up. Offense is going to have to put points on the board. So that's usually how it goes.
When you look at the defense, what's the biggest area? Obviously, they did some things well last year, some things they'd like to improve on. When you look at the areas of things they'd like probably like to improve on, what do you think's the biggest thing you'd personally like to see them do a little bit better at on the defensive side of the ball this fall?
I mean, they've been getting after it. I think they've shown some improvement, but I mean, overall, just, you know, overall relentlessness. Try to get that word out. Just, you know, getting after people, no matter the situation. You know, it has a tendency to, you know, go up and down, but you know, they got to play solid ball no matter the situation. And offensively, just, you know, put points on the board, man.
All right, let's go back to your playing days just a little bit. And you and I have chatted about this in the past, but for those who haven't heard that conversation or that interview from a couple of years ago, you guys, you're getting ready to play 93. All right, the 93 National Championship game, Orange Bowl, New Year's Day, 1994. You're getting ready to play this Florida State team, Charlie Ward. All right, Bobby Bowden. And you guys are the number one team in the country. They had lost to Notre Dame, yet I believe 16-point underdogs. How'd you guys feel about that going into that game? And frankly, you outplayed them in the game. How were you guys able to outplay them in that game so noticeably? Obviously, the wrong team won, but how were you able to outplay them?
Man, we had a meeting before that game. It was just a players-only meeting. And Trev was the leader of that meeting. You know, and we sat down and talked about how disrespected we were going into the game. You know, Trev had mentioned and even showed us, you know, their jock straps had national champions on it. Mm. They had T-shirts that are already made that said national champions on it. So, you know, that lit a flame under us. That kind of gets me fired up right now talking about it. But, yeah, man, it was just. We just had that talk. It's like, we know we can play with these guys. I know they have an all-star quarterback, but, you know, Trev went to town that game. Dude had three sacks. You know, we were bound and determined to win that game, but, you know, I don't want to use buts, but, you know, it was 11 against 13, 11 against 14, so... It was kind of hard to beat, man. And, I mean, we almost pulled it off. We almost pulled it off. But, you know, we fell short.
All right, so talk to me.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Corey Dixon punt return. Have you ever found a block in the back penalty and the William Floyd not fumble fumble? Was it a fumble in your opinion?
Well, I mean, you know, they got pictures of it. You could see it.
Yes.
It's factual.
Yep.
That the ball is out. So if they had instant replay back then, they'd have to turn that over. Along with the phantom clipping or holding or whatever they called on Corey's return. I mean, you can go over it, you know, second after second play, you know, person by person. There was no penalty on that play whatsoever. So you can say what you want, but they had some help.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk about the 94. Let's talk about the season as a whole. All right, obviously Tommy goes down with the blood clots, then Brooks steps up, plays phenomenally, but there's a game even against Kansas State, the collapsed lung. You have to play a third-string quarterback. Talk about the – and who came in and played very, very well. The defense stepped up that day in Manhattan. I believe you guys won 17-9. Jake could double-check that. Let me know if I'm wrong. But man, right. Talk about that season as a whole and how you guys had to deal with just some unique circumstances and, dare I say, some very interesting adversity at times.
Well, I think, we went into that season bound and determined to get back to the national championship and win it. I mean, and by that time, we were built for anything. Anything that happened off the field, we were built for it, because we had seen it before, in prior seasons. So, in that season, that 94 season, we just, put to match the flame and went after it. We felt as a defense, we weren't getting the type of respect that we deserved. So, we had that chip on our shoulder. Every time we went out there, I mean, the offense, it was the second coming of the scoring explosion way back then. It was always in the media, offense, offense, offense. But we wanted to prove, hey, we got a good defense, too. So anytime that we had an opportunity to go out there and show that, we did. And that started with West Virginia. They were a formidable opponent. I'm not sure if they were picked to win that game, but, that's where it started. We started gelling right then and there. Then after that, can't recall who we played next, but it was UCLA. Then it was usually that third week of the season that we would fail in prior seasons against, Pac-10, Pac-10 team or, a non-conference team, we would lose. Like way back then, it was Washington, or we would lose to Arizona State or UCLA, somebody like that. But that third week, we got over that hump. So we just kept rolling, man. And like I said, anytime we had an opportunity to show, we had the nation, we had a great defense, especially if we knew it was on national TV. everybody. Dude, you had 11 alpha dogs out there. 11 out there on the same page with the same goal. And, we took the disrespect of not being mentioned very much personally. And we took, what other teams said about our defense personally. So, there was a lot of fuel there that drove us that year to get us where we got.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Jake did inform me Matt Turman led you guys to a victory that day, 17-6 in Manhattan, Kansas. Talking about that kickoff classic, you guys shut out a highly thought of West Virginia team, Molly Wattam, 31-0, which actually put Nebraska's record in the kickoff classic, for those interested, at 3-0. I remember, because I've gone back and I've watched that Orange Bowl game versus Miami multiple times, and one of the things that annoys me the most, and maybe it's one reason, I don't know, Chris Collinsworth has been doing this a long time, okay, so he's clearly good at his job, but maybe one reason I've never been a big fan of him is all he could talk about was Miami speed and Nebraska won't be able to hang and this and that. And a lot of credit is given to Nebraska's offense and the pipeline, and rightfully so. They wore down Miami's defense with Ray Lewis, Warren Sapp, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson getting pancaked, I might add, in the second half. But the defense, the black shirts, you guys completely shut them out and dominated them. Like, Frank Costa's jersey was dirtier than my two-year-old if he were to go do a slip and slide in the middle of the mud. How were you guys able to shut them down so effectively the whole game, but especially the second half?
Man, the number one thing in our game plan was that night was to put him on the ground. Anytime we had a chance, hit him. If he had the ball, hit him. If he didn't have the ball, hit him. I mean, you could go back and count how many times he would hit the ground. I mean, there was dirt in his face mask. I mean, he was just like just soiled in dirt. But that was our number one goal, was to go in there and take him out. If we could take him out, then the rest of the team would fold. All we had to do was just hang in there. I mean, during that game, there was a moment in that game on the sideline where we kind of lost composure as a defense. Everybody was yelling at each other, do your effing job. No, you do your, and everybody's like, just knock it off. And we came together and just was like, hey, settle down. Let's get this and let's get going. Let's finish this. And that's what happened. I mean, you can go back and look at the tape, man. From that time, from that moment on, it was kill mode. It's like there's no tomorrow after this. We were here before just this past year. We can't leave here empty-handed again. So, that got me fired up, man.
I can tell.
But yeah, but yeah, man. It was just all out. We there was no tomorrow. We had to get it right, and we did. So.
I love it, man. I love it. I appreciate you taking the time to join us, and I look forward to the next time I get to see you and your boys and your family in Lincoln, my man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.